Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM, stream at krcl.org, or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Born and raised in Los Angeles, Gary Drano is a writer and guitarist involved in multiple different projects, namely Gary Drano and the Manic Emotions. Gary moved to Park City, Utah in 1998, mostly to ski and run a ski racing academy. In 2023, he released an album called Destiny Road, which he'd written in the 90s. Since the Destiny Road release, Gary has been working on a new double album called Never Give Up that's currently being released in a series of singles. In this episode, he talks about his late-in-life diagnosis of bipolar 1, which he considers his superpower. Plus, you'll hear about his songwriting process and how he collaborates with musicians from all over the globe.
I am Gary Drano, Park City, Utah. I am a musician and have been for 60 years. Right now I have five projects going on. The main project is my Never Give Up album, which is a double album which will have 40 songs on it. I'm still releasing singles at this time and hope to have it out fourth quarter of this year. I am a chameleon. I have many different genres, from Americana to hard rock, to metal, to blues rock, to straight blues. I really cover quite a few genres on the Never Give Up album. I've got a 75 guitar collection, and each guitar speaks to me. Any week, I have a certain guitar in where I record my music. And what I have is a team of musicians that I work with. And I write, depending on the guitar I'm using, an idea will just come to me and I will come up with a musical idea. And then I will write lyrics for that musical idea. And I send it to my partner, Chris Zupa, in Melbourne, Australia. And then he and I get on Zoom and we work out the whole song, the verses, the pre-choruses, the choruses, the bridge. And we work it all out. Then the song comes back here to Springville, Utah, to my producer, Jason Jones, and he does the mix down after Chris and I get all the guitars done. Jason also is a fantastic drummer, so we're kind of killing two birds with one stone with him. I also have a partner in Ukraine, a guy named Klim Apolkov. Usually with him, I'll just write lyrics and tell him what style I want the song in, and he's comes up with amazing stuff for me. Between Chris Zupa in Melbourne, Australia, and Klim Apolkov in Ukraine, those are my writing partners. At 70 years old, I've been pursuing music ever since driving on Ventura Boulevard with my mother, and I was before I was able to drive. Eric Clapton's Cream's Crossroads came on the radio, and it hit me like a bolt of lightning, and I just said, "Mom, turn the car around, let's go to Ernie Ball's guitar. I've got to get a guitar." And she whipped the car around. Half mile later, we walked into Ernie Ball's, and there was a 1966 Stratocaster up on the wall, and I just loved it. And I walked out with that and a Champ amp. Had no idea how to play it, but I still have that guitar to this day.
You know that there is something waiting for you.
very soon after, I got turned on to Jimi Hendrix by my sister. I got the Are You Experienced album, and I literally wore through it with a needle on the record player because I listened to it so much. I did take lessons early on, but a lot of what I learned was from listening to the albums, you know, like Cream's Disraeli Gears album, Hendrix, Are You Experienced, Hendrix, Axis, Bolt of Love. Those really set the tone for what my music was going to become in the next 60 years. I did see Jimi Hendrix in Chatsworth, California in 1969, and to say that he had an impact on me, his live performance was unlike anything I'd ever seen. He was really one with his guitar, and it was very obvious, and he's the first time I've ever seen a three-piece blues rock outfit, and Jimi just... the way he played his guitar, it was like an extension of himself. And I've been chasing that for 60 years. So I picked up the guitar and wrote a guitar, really a melody. And I said, Jimmy song. This needs to be about Jimi Hendrix. So I went ahead and wrote the lyrics, and Chris and I did our thing. We arranged and produced it. It was just my personal song to Jimmy and what he meant to me and what he meant to so many others. And in the song, I wonder if he was alive today, what would he be playing? Actually, my band is Gary Drano and the Manic Emotions, and I came up with that 40 years ago when I was first diagnosed as a bipolar 1. I was untreated, and even after my diagnosis, they put me on lithium. They put me on lithium, and it didn't really manage my symptoms. So that was 1980 when I first got diagnosed. I was in my 40s. I suffered as a bipolar with huge manic episodes my whole life. Because of my bipolar mania, I'm super productive. Raced motocross professionally. I competed in equestrian competitions starting at 11 years old. I ski raced and just gave that up in 2010 and was also a USSA level one coach. Also raced bicycles. So I did many things at a professional level. Tennis, you know, a lot of things at a professional level. And it's because mostly I was manic. So I had to have places to put my energy, and I would tend to focus on one thing for a year, 2 years, and get really proficient at it, and then I would move to something else. I mean, I knew there was something wrong since I was a young kid. And when I finally got diagnosed in the 80s, it was like shining a light on a darkness that I had in my life. And actually, when I took the lithium, a cloud lifted off me for the first time in my life. It was really interesting. I am extremely grateful for it because, first of all, four wives later, I wrote a song called Melodrama, which was in the third person about me and being in a relationship with me while I was untreated as a bipolar. My current wife, and this surprises me, when we first met, I was not managed bipolar. And how she hung in there with me for the first 2 years until I met Dr. Calm is an absolute mystery to me. I would have hit the road long before she did. We've been married for 20 years now. And before that, my longest marriage lasted 4 years. I was terrible. I did bad things. I was very promiscuous. So I cheated on my wives. And I'm not proud of it. But it got me to where I am today. I had to go through that to get to the other side where I'm able to be true to one woman for 20 years. It really took the experience of falling in love. And I just wasn't a good husband for the first 50 years of my life, yeah? I found a psychiatrist through a good friend of mine, a ski racing buddy of mine, and believe it or not, his name is Dr. Calm, K-A-L-M, Dr. Calm. And he put me on a cocktail of drugs that lets me cycle just a little bit above. I'm happy and excited all the time. Where before I was up and down, up and down, up and down, and now I'm steady like a glassy lake. And it wasn't until after I was diagnosed that I wrote the Destiny Road album, which was what came out in May of 2023. I wrote 14 songs in the early 90s, and then we recorded them in 95. I got inspired by a dream in early 1990, and I had this vision of moving to the Emerald Hills far away. Well, I was born and raised and stayed in the Los Angeles area until I was just about 50. Strictly on a whim, I came up here and in a weekend bought a house, sold my house in Manhattan Beach, and moved up in 1998, mostly to ski and ski racing. I had a ski racing coaching academy, Modern Ski Racing. But what happened is I left all the tapes from the Destiny Road album in Los Angeles. Jerry Manfredi, who was my bass player and music director, kept the tapes for 25, 27 years. In 2019, he sent me three boxes that weighed about 80 pounds apiece. I had no idea what they were. Opened it up, and in there was the Ampex 24-track tapes from the Destiny Road album. When I got the tapes, it was already after everything went digital. So I had to figure out how to get the analog signal off the tapes onto a CD or WAV files is what it needed to be as. The guy that I met just after I got the box of tapes found me a studio in California called Deep Signal Sound. And what they do is they take analog tapes, they bake them. They literally bake them and it makes them viable. And then they pull the analog signals off into WAV files. And we did that. And then May 26th of 2023, I finally released the Destiny Road album. So that was, 30 years? The inspiration of Body Wise was really my sister. And what happened to her when she was in her preteens, I think, she had a lot of pressure that was put on her to be one thing or another. And I hope my mother doesn't hear this, but my mother was super critical of her looks. And this affected Denise in a way that to this day, I'm impacted by how she turned out with her sense of self being so intact with what she went through as a child, preteen, and young teen with all the societal pressures that were put on her. So Body Wise was really a song for my sister Denise. Her mother's words cut like a knife while she goes out to claim the rest of her life, something like that. That was my mother's acerbic tongue in relationship to my sister and her appearances when she was growing up. And my mother, she's 98 years old. She's a great woman, great head. She doesn't have a mean bone in her body, but because of her mother being so critical of her, she was critical of us growing up. I'm very proud of her that she is so much her own person, came out okay. Because when she was young, she was troubled. She suffered some of what I suffer from, and I don't know what her clinical diagnosis is, but she ain't normal. I'll tell you that. But she's so creative and in touch with herself and comfortable with her body and her looks. That's what inspires me about her, is based on where she was when she was 10, 11, 12 years old, for her to come out and be so strong and self-aware, I think is very inspiring.
You're about to hear Body Wise from the album Never Give Up by Gary Drano in its entirety.
Her mother's words, the cuts just like a knife. last leftover life. All the children play, not a care in the world. They don't see themselves as others would, but they're not chained in a way, free of all ties that bind her, and they're not body. Last night you sat and cried, believing all their lies. In truth, you're something to behold. All the children play, not a care in the world. They don't see themselves as others would, but they're not chained in her way, free of all the ties that bind her. Body wise, from the frying pan into the fire, she's broken all the ropes that bind her. She's looking for the one that sees inside her heart, to be held, to be told that she's loved.
You can find Gary Drano and his many projects on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you stream. Gary Drano and the Manic Emotions are also starting a residency at O'Shuck's Bar and Grill in the Park City Main Street Strip every Monday night from 6 to 9. You can catch them performing on the patio this summer, and they'll also be live streamed on Facebook. You can follow Gary Drano Music or Gary Drano and the Manic Emotions. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, consider subscribing to the pod on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review, find us on Instagram, all that good stuff. This episode was produced and edited by me, Mary Culbertson, coordinated by William Hughes, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.